Welcome to Progress in Mind Resource Center, where we bring you the latest news in psychiatry and neurology.
Digital technology and the patient experience. What are the opportunities and challenges of mobile or mHealth? Digital technology has already transformed the way we work, but maybe surprisingly is still to have the same impact on the way we provide healthcare. Even the questions regarding how and indeed should this happen are still to be answered fully. Many of the challenges faced resonate with those experienced previously in the early development of medicines, including assessing efficacy, safety, and deciding who will fund them. The need to bring together academics, clinicians, and industry was demonstrated during an interactive discussion session at ECNP 2018 on the topic of mHealth, the application of digital technology to the measurement of patient experience. Marty and Kaz Groening in the Netherlands introduced the PRISM project, a multi-partner project to develop a quantitative approach to the understanding of neuropsychiatric diseases, including major depression and schizophrenia, to facilitate the development of new therapies with a focus on biological causation rather than the traditional focus on clinical classification. They are using innovative technologies such as smartphone monitoring to deep phenotype a cohort of patients with these disorders who share common symptoms, including social withdrawal and certain cognitive deficits. Professor Kass described how a smartphone app is used for passive, remote monitoring with data on call history, SMS messaging and location, allowing assessment of individual day-night rhythms and patterns of homestay. These parameters demonstrated significant social withdrawal in patients with schizophrenia compared to age-matched controls with less time spent using smartphones and more time at home. Benefits include data being assessed in a real-world environment and the possibility of signalling relevant behavioural changes to stakeholders, for example, triggering treatment intervention or warning caregivers. Future challenges include the need for feasibility and validation studies in a variety of target groups, improved standardisation, progression from obtaining data to using it to provide insights, and the impact of data privacy regulation. Kate Saunders, Oxford, UK, went on to discuss the use of online mood tracking in the area of psychoeducation, when interventions are resource-intensive and frequently unavailable. The use of mobile technology offers real-time data collection and delivery of automated and individualised target interventions with improved access and patient engagement. The SIMPLE study in patients with bipolar disorder combined monitoring of symptoms and signs with daily feedback. 62% of patients were satisfied with the program, but attrition rate was high, with 30% dropping out in the first month and only 34% completing the six-month study. This is not unique to medical apps, with overall app use estimated as only 43% after the first month of use and dropping to 29% by month three. Dr. Saunders also discussed the True Colors online self-management system in patients with bipolar disorder, when a mobile app was combined with other monitoring equipment. Patient feedback emphasized the importance they placed in learning about their condition. Mood stability improved during the study, even though it was observational rather than interventional, and retention rates were high at 80% at 1 year. Smartphones have wider applications in healthcare, beyond use as an electronic diary of symptoms and events, said Professor Ulrich Ebner-Primer, Karlsruhe, Germany. They contain sensors, which are ideal for monitoring many key symptoms and signs in mental illness, such as bipolar disorder, including decreased need for sleep measured by general smartphone usage and psychomotor agitation indicated by GPS and acceleration data. In many studies, ground truth is the bottleneck, where there is sufficient monitoring data but lack of corroboration by independent assessment of patient status. Professor Ebner-Primer stressed the need for patient monitoring data to be combined with clinical assessments in adequately powered trials to obtain robust results. He concluded that the methodology is ready, but appropriate data sets are missing, and excellent ground truth provided by clinicians is required to determine if sensor data is meaningful to train the systems. The industry perspective was given by Vaibhav Narayan, Vice President, Research IT, Janssen Pharmaceuticals USA. He described how a range of new technologies has enabled patient assessment to shift from episodic consultations to pervasive and continuous monitoring, and smartphone data cannot be viewed in isolation. Other advances include on-demand genomics, on-body physiology, and point-of-need biochemistry. One framework that industry uses, said Vaibhav Narayan, considers the part digital technologies could play in three phases of drug development. Towards the pill, for example, supporting clinical trials. Around the pill, such as by predicting relapse and allowing treatment optimization. And beyond the pill, including patient support tools. An alternative framework is considering a spectrum from wellness to chronic disease as the patient moves from low risk through high risk and early disease to chronic disease. The aim is continuous engagement with the potential for digital solutions to be used pre-diagnosis, for example, risk tracking, post-diagnosis such as disease progression prediction, and post-treatment including efficacy monitoring. Value for all parties included will be crucial, including ensuring a sustainable business model and robust framework of scientific evidence. The final perspective, provided by Dr. Lior Carmi, Tel Aviv University, Israel, was that of the patient. He presented feedback from the ongoing iFeel depression study. Patients' main concerns were anonymity. What would you need to know about me? And who would know about me? Compliance. What would I need to do? And technical issues. Would it affect my battery life? Whilst clinicians wanted an interface which was simple to access and allowed immediate interpretation of results. The session ended with lively discussion, which highlighted the importance of patient engagement, the need for proper regulation, and the awareness of potential pitfalls, whilst embracing the opportunities mHealth offers for patients and clinicians.
Thank you for listening to the Progress in Mind Resource Center podcast. For additional resources and materials, visit us at progress.im.